This is the sound of a corridor in a busy Danish hospital, and I'm sitting in a row of plastic chairs watching as hospital staff hurry by and a steady stream of people walk in and out of the glass doors. I wonder if I'm the only person who's dropped by specifically because of the food. But I've been told that this is not your average hospital. The reason why I'm here is actually to find out how the hospital staff are working with the food industry to help patients get better faster. And it's got to do with a special kind of ice cream. You're listening to Food Pod Denmark, bringing you the stories about innovative people from the Danish food cluster and how they're making a difference to the world. I'm Kath Mersch. Welcome to Food Pod. Who hasn't experienced how illness takes the edge off their appetite? For people who are sick over a longer period, cancer patients or the elderly, for example, poor appetite is a serious problem. It can mean more complications, longer recovery times, and longer spells in hospital. In this episode of Food Pod, we're going to meet an unusual team of Danish food innovators with an idea to help vulnerable hospital patients get more of the nutrition they need to get back on their feet. The members of the team are all experts in their field, a specialist in food ingredients, a hospital nutritionist, and a dairyman who produces ice cream. Let's start by hearing a little more about the problem of undernutrition from our first expert. She works at the University Hospital in Aalborg, Denmark's fourth biggest city.
My name is Marie Neop Mortensen, and I am the head of Culinarium, which is a research and develop unit in nutrition, food and meals at Aalborg University Hospital. We have to be sure when we have patients at our hospital that they are not getting undernourished. That's a huge problem. About 40% of hospital patients, and that's not only in Denmark, they are in risk of being undernourished. And the consequence are longer hospital stays with complication and more readmission. They need special nutrition with high protein and high energy, and the meals have to be very small. And we also know that the texture is very important because many have problem in chewing. So it's very important that we are looking at the nutrients and the texture, but also the way it looks and how it tastes and how it smells.
We walk to the kitchen where the staff are busy preparing the hundreds of meals served at the hospital every day. The people here are part of the Culinarium team. Their mission is to change attitudes towards hospital food, because food is not just food. They see it as part of the patient's treatment, and as such, it should be tailored to patient needs.
We think that we have a unique research team. We have doctors, we have nurses, we have dietitian and food scientists and kitchen staff. And all of them are working together to make the hospital food better. It's difficult for us to measure if the patient has a quick recovery because there's so many things that are influencing the result. But what we know from studies in Europe is that if you are able to make sure that the patient gets the right amount of energy and protein, we can see that they leave earlier and we do not have so many readmissions.
Of course, it's not easy to make special food for more than 800 patients. So Marie welcomed the phone call she got about a new cooperation opportunity. The caller was Nils Erik Larsen, principal application scientist from DuPont Nutrition and Health. And he had an idea for a new kind of hospital snack product, packed with nutrition, appealing to patients and easy to serve. DuPont Nutrition and Health is a company that develops and supplies ingredients to the food industry. We'll come back to that in just a minute. Here's Nils.
A lot of the nutrition products we see today in the market, they are typically characterized by consumers as being very chemical tasting or not so pleasant to consume. So they do it because they have some ailments or need to have a high level of protein intake. I had learned that Aalborg University Hospital is the one with the best track record in Denmark in terms of keeping patients on the same BMI during the hospitalization. It was natural for me to contact them and ask if they were interested in testing some of these products to get the feedback from the patients. They saw a very good potential in having ready snack meals.
Many patients ask for a fresh ice cream, a refreshing and fruity ice cream. The problem with these types of ice cream on the market was a poor nutritional level. And therefore, we decided to go for development of a sherbet, which is a mix of a creamy ice cream and a sorbet.
It's important to explain that DuPont Nutrition and Health is an ingredient company, not a food manufacturer. Its range includes emulsifiers, stabilizers, fibers, proteins that, for example, improve the texture and nutritional quality of food products. Food companies around the world rely on them. However, the innovation center where Nils works, just outside Aarhus, is known in the business for its well-equipped pilot facilities where new recipes can be put to the test.
We started out making a sorbet or a sherbet type of ice with protein in, with a little bit of unsaturated fat, some fibers, and then that was tested with the patients.
We tested the sherbet on cancer patients and patients with lung disease. What we could see from the beginning was that the patient liked the texture, they liked the mouth feeling and the freshness, but we had to work with the taste and the smell and the color.
Q, the third expert in the team, a man skilled in the art of ice cream production, who runs a small dairy in northern Jutland.
My name is Lindhardt, and I am dairy owner of Åbybro Dairy.
Nils Henrik Lindhardt has made his career in the dairy his parents bought in 1968. He's already been producing rich, high-energy ice cream for Danish hospitals for 15 years. After a bout of illness, many people stop by his dairy shop to buy it. According to Susanna, who works in the shop, the energy ice cream almost sells like hotcakes. We take some of it with us into the cozy cafe next door, which used to be the Lindhardt family home.
Well, I was the first one that was making that special energy ice cream, and I was alone for about 10 years. Our products are used on nearly all the hospitals in Denmark. We have make ice cream for a lot of different customers. But the energy ice cream here, it's one of my babies. I have a lot of letters from people that told me I have saved the life because he was eating the product where they have been very sick and they think it's our product that have helped them.
Lindhardt has worked with DuPont ever since he started making ice cream.
I like the idea to make the sherbet because I have also heard from our customer it's sometimes very difficult to eat a lot when the products were so fat. And when I tasted it, I could feel in my mouth that it was the right way to go.
Lindhardt added real fruit to boost the flavour and made several other adjustments in collaboration with the DuPont application team. The improved protein and fibre-enriched sherbet was then ready for another test by hospital patients. This time the patients were extremely positive, particularly about the lemon and blackcurrant flavours. The acidity of the sorbet in the recipe plays a big part in its appeal. Nils tells why that is.
When you have people who are having specific illnesses and they have a problem with having enough saliva, so this extra boost of acidity from a sorbet compared to a normal ice cream means that it is more refreshing to them. They have less problem swallowing the product.
The role of DuPont's ingredients in the sherbet needs more of an explanation. To keep it brief, it's about overcoming the challenges that arise when proteins are heat-treated and when oil and water are mixed. DuPont's job is to make sure the sherbet stays healthy, smooth and appealing from production to consumption. And that's essential when producing a snack that's ready to serve straight from the freezer.
It's very important for us to have food products that is ready to serve whenever the patients wants to have something. It could be in the night, it could be in the morning, if that's what the patient likes to have.
The new sherbet is now in production at Linhart's Dairy. And just as with all his energy ice creams, word is spreading to other hospitals in Denmark. Aalborg University Hospital, DuPont Nutrition and Health, and Aabybro Dairy haven't often worked on collaborative development projects like this one. But now, they're talking about what the next project will be. One thing is it's good for business. Another is the personal satisfaction. This is what Marie has to say about what it means to her.
The patients we have here, they are not here because they want to be here. They are here because they have to be here. It's important for me to be a part of giving patients a better experience and a better treatment so that they hopefully can come home quickly and be well and not coming here again.
Thanks go to Marie Nielsen Linhart for sharing the story of their teamwork. That brings us to the end of this FoodPod podcast, produced with music and audio optimization by Johnny Kuhn. Thanks for listening, and if you liked what you just heard, please share it. FoodPod will be back soon with more innovative stories from the Danish food cluster.